gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The Ice Man, I'm back here with the Rivers, baby. You gonna love her to death. All right, let me sing a verse. She the one with the blue dress song. Oh! She the one with the rock. That long all right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but this is some of that rock and roll.
Welcome to the show, Dickie Lee, the Iceman here, baby. You get on in here and join us for a magic carpet ride through the 1960s and hear some sounds that will bring smiles to your ears. Now, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. We made it through Fun Day Monday, and how about Slug Day Tuesday and Over the Hump Day Wednesday? And then there's Thursday, Do I Really Have to Be Here Day? And how about Friday, TGIF, man? And then there's Saturday, that good old garage rock day. Grab that air guitar, tune it up, and crank up that volume. It's time for some good old good ones, some flashes from the past, and some moldy oldies. Now you get on in here and join Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, because we'll put some cut in your strut, some glide in your stride, and some shaker in your money maker. Now lay it on me, Iceman. What you got for me?
5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Take your clothes off, mama, throw them in the air. Are you ready? We go rock and roll.
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
Hey, well, I'm Paul and I play the bass.
I'm George and I play a guitar.
I'm John and I too play a guitar.
Well, the first passengers are coming off the plane, and yes, there are the Beatles.
All you garage rock heads, you get on in here and get all comfy, baby, because we had a special request to do a show that pays tribute to probably the most influential rock and roll group of all time. Now put those seat belts on, man, and get ready to light your hair on fire. We're gonna go across the pond. They were originally known as the Quarrymen, but you just might know them by another name.
Couldn't stand the pain, and I lands we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are.
Dollars, it was 1963, man. And on February 11th of that year, the Beatles released their first album. It was called Please Please Me. They recorded 12 tracks in 12 hours. Now, John Lennon sang lead on the final track. He had a heavy cold, and the result was that raspiness that you hear that only Lennon could produce.
You got me going. You're listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
The memories are here.
Bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
Now, we hope all of you darlings are enjoying this special tribute to the Beatles. Wow, what a tremendous impact they had on rock and roll music and all of us rock and roll musicians back in the day. For you right now, we want you to listen to a few comments by Terry Sylvester, a member of the Hollies, and what he thought about the Beatles.
You know, I'm a huge Beatles fan like everybody else in this room, and my favorite album, and I'll tell you the reason it is A Hard Day's Night. And the reason I really like that is because apparently they were told, you know, you're going to do a film, you're going to do a movie. We call them films in England, mm-hmm. You know. And they were told, you better write some songs. And apparently they wrote the songs, for Hard Day's Night. They wrote all those songs in about a three-week period. Mm-hmm. Which, if you think, things like I Should Have Known Better, yeah. And I Love Her,
yeah,
these songs, and A Hard Day's Night, of course,
right.
All written in a three-week spell. Write some songs, you're doing a film. And I just think, for that reason, it sounds so together.
Yeah,
they're not the same,
no.
But they sound like they were written in the same 3 weeks,
right.
Somehow or other.
Right, right.
It's just very, you know, the continuity is there, you know.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. To you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel
very cool song, A Hard Day's Night, out of 1964. It took a little under 7 weeks to make the movie for a cost of $500,000. Wow, the Beatles.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song, like, totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
It's awesome, funny, random, doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
You tell him, Iceman, but listen, man, I didn't have my goggles on, and I think you just spit all over me once again. And we want to thank all of you darlings for calling in, man. We really do appreciate it. We hope you're enjoying this romp through the 1960s with a tribute to the Beatles. Up next, we're going to jump about 5 months ahead. It was December 1964, and the Beatles released their fourth album. It was called The Beatles for Sale. And man, once again, what an album it was. Now, they only had 8 original tracks, and the rest were covers. And up for you right now is one of those covers. It was recorded first by Wilbur Harrison, a country artist, but the Beatles took it, they rearranged it, they added a few little things, and they supercharged it. Here they are, a little bit of Kansas City. Help us out out there. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. So long. Oh, yeah, you got it. Bye bye, baby. I'm gone. Bye bye. Yeah, I said bye bye, baby. Bye bye. 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 Bye
bye. Bye bye.
Put the top down and the radio up. Good times and great oldies.
The memories are here.
That's right, Dolans. The memories are here, man. And we hope once again that you're enjoying this romp through the 1960s. And also we're going to go a little bit into the 70s and hear some of these great tracks by the Beatles. In August of 1965, the Beatles released their fifth studio album, and it was called Help. They had some classic tracks on it. And on this album, they began exploring new sounds and made use of the new multi-tracking capability and layering. This sound showed up on tracks such as Yesterday and 8 Days a Week. They also introduced us to a string quartet on some of the tracks and a flute section. And finally, the Help album was nominated in 1966 for Album of the Year. But before we get into some of the actual songs, you gotta listen to Ringo Starr as he talks about the drum pattern on Ticket to Ride. Well, that drum intro to the song is about a half a second off. And many times people have asked, was that just a mistake or did they plan the song that way? Well, you have to check out Ringo's comments as he explains what happened.
Hey, was that it?
Well, there's one very
it was pretty close.
There was one very interesting thing, which the second downbeat.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of the shoulder.
I play with my shoulder, you see, so it's like.
Exactly.
You know, but... even this.
Exactly, and that second downbeat is slightly late.
Yeah.
Whenever I've tried to get drummers to play with me that track, they never seem to get that lateness, and it's to do with the swing, isn't it?
It is to do with the swing, or as we keep mentioning, medication.
But Let's jump in another one.
Yeah.
Here's another one that is...
great guitar, look at that.
Thank you very much. A great one, which I don't think I've ever found a drummer to play this one right. And you can probably explain why, because it's a very unusual...
Well, when you tell me what it is, I might be able
to... I'm not going to tell, I'm just going to play the beginning.
Into fours then.
Yeah, such a... You recognise it, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, I keep going to hit that now. It's been so long. The interesting thing with this pattern is that it's actually the bass that opens that song.
Yeah.
And, you know, John's words. You know, that's the intro. There's no, like, real verse or anything. Yeah. And so we're sitting around and it was just like playing with what he was saying and with what the bass line was doing. Mm. And, you know, trying to find sort of an interesting piece. Because besides this part that comes in several times, the rest of it is just like... It's just like fours, you know what I mean? It's real easy.
Yeah.
But why we got to this is because, you see, I'm left-handed and I'm playing a right-handed kit. If there's any drummers in here, see, they usually go, you know, they go round the drum this way. Well, I can't do that. See, I can't go. So I have to get this hand down to roll. So that's why everyone thought, wow, he's a genius, but all he's doing is trying to play backwards. You know, so he goes. So it comes around this way, and all my fills, which, you know, they don't come in fast. There's always a break because I have to get this hand ready. It was like... And get back, you know what I'm saying? So it's like one of those mad accidents. You can't learn it. I was left-handed. My grandmother didn't like that. She made me go right-handed. And so I have a right-handed kit, but actually I'm a left-handed player. More music on Legends of Rock and Roll. Oh!
Ringo Starr for you. And how many of you garage rockhead drummers out there knew that Ringo was left-handed, but yet he played right-handed on all those tracks? Up for you right now, one of those patterns that he talked about. Here it is, the Fab Four and Ticket to Ride.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. And she don't care. She's got a ticket.
a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care.
The music just turns me on.
Not with your bad self.
Let's start the party.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
likes those oldies but goodies. Those rotten forgotten. Those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Iceman, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite Beatles tracks off of that Help album, man, and lay it on me.
Help.
Oh, man, it's a great track, Iceman. And for all you garage rock heads out there, here's the title cut off of that Help album, The Fab Four.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. And open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. Seems to vanish in the haze, but every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need your light, I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
What you want?
Hello, this is Ruby. Is this the Iceman?
Ruby, I know the gal, and Ruby is her name. Hey, is that you, Ruby?
I love you, Iceman.
You tell him, Iceman. And Ruby, a big hello from Dickie Lee, too.
Bye.
What's up?
Hey, baby. Nothing shaking here but the leaves on the tree. What you got for me?
That's Ruby. I just wonder, you're blowing my mind.
I can dig it, man.
I can dig it.
Get naked, baby.
Now, once again, we hope all you darlings are enjoying this magical mystery tour with the Beatles through the 1960s. From the Help album out of August of 1965, we're going to jump a few months ahead to December 1965. I think this is one of their better albums that they ever released. It was titled Rubber Soul. By this time in their musical career, the Beatles were introducing all of us to these different types of sounds for rock and roll music. And was it ever a treat to hear a new album when it was released? And in many ways, each album that the Beatles released past 1965 represents a different chapter in their evolution. Rubber Soul is sort of hailed as their definitive pot opus. They were sort of engaged in a little aromatherapy, I think. I think the Revolver album signaled their foray into the psychedelia field. And finally, Let It Be represents the definitive final chapter of the band's existence. Wow, what a catalog of songs and different types of songs that these guys wrote and released. Up for you right now, one of my favorites off of the Rubber Soul album. See if you remember this one right here.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
Another great Lennon and McCartney composition, Nowhere Man, The Beatles.
Making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Rock and roll!
Rock and roll.
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 With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
The memories are here.
1965.
Get ready, darlings, because we're going to stay in December of 1965 and feature another track off of the Great Rubber Soul album. Once again, another Lennon-McCartney composition. A wee bit of In My Life.
Thank you. got them.
Now we hope all you darlings are enjoying this trip down memory lane to some of the great tracks written by the Beatles. Up next, we're going to travel forward to August 1966 and the release of the Beatles' seventh studio album. It was titled Revolver, and it contained 14 tracks, and this is the title cut. Pay close attention to the lyrics, also to the strings, and how that once again the Beatles introduced us to a different sound.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave.
Out of 1966, the incredible sounds of the Beatles. And a little factoid about this track is that this is the only song that the Beatles ever recorded that none of them are playing instruments on the song.
Flashback Weekend!
Smooth, suave, sophisticated, and he's a DJ too.
What's your name, baby?
John Allen.
What? Keep the faith, baby.
Bye!
$1 million Weekend!
You happy? Yeah!
That's right, darlings, it was June of 1967, and that marked the release of the Beatles' eighth studio album. This album won a Grammy for that year and was considered as one of the first concept albums and also psychedelia imagery. Now, the Iceman and Dickie Lee, well, we're going to lay two of the great all-time Lennon-McCartney tracks on you right now. They need no introduction. 1967 from the album of the year, The Beatles.
Let the singers gonna sing the song. Everyone's gonna sing along. So let me introduce to you.
Live from the 60s.
Like, man, it's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is.
Get down with your bad self.
Now get ready, darlings, because we're going to take you to a psychedelic world where they have tangerine trees, marmalade skies, and a strange little girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
I know all of you garage rock heads out there were probably involved in a little aromatherapy when this song came out. 1967, The Beatles.
Good times, great oldies on the weekend.
Like, man, it's a psych out.
Hey, Iceman.
Hey, Dickie, what you want, baby?
Well, you were spinning that track, baby. We just got a call in from Captain Mike on the bat phone, and he said he's been reading some very intellectual material lately, the Hollywood Inquirer, and it's some research that these garage rock heads need to know. So, Mikey, take it away, baby.
Yeah, baby, coming to you high on top of the Guarantee Towers downtown Fresno. Wait till you hear this one. I was reading the Hollywood Inquirer yesterday, and it said in a recent survey, garage rockheads from San Francisco were asked if taking psychedelic drugs during the 60s affected their hearing. 24% said yes, 9% said no, and the rest didn't even hear the question.
Lord have mercy, Iceman. Maybe we should go get our hearing checked once again. Now, what are you going to lay on us next?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Oops, wrong song, Iceman. Now, come on, lay another good old Beatles track on me. Oh, yeah, another great pick, Iceman. And we hope you darlings are enjoying this magical mystery tour of some of the Beatles' greatest tracks. Up next, we're going to jump forward about 5 months to November 1967. That was the release date of the Beatles' 9th album. It was called Magical Mystery Tour. Now get ready, because we're going to lay the title cut from that album on you right now.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Another hit by the Fab Four. All You Need Is Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
1968.
Now you headbangers better get ready out there, Donald, because we're going to lay another great one on you. It was November 1968, and the Beatles released their 10th studio album. It was the infamous White Album. And here's the title cut, so get ready for a revolution.
It's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
November 1968, the White Album, The Beatles.
All right. All right. All right.
Forgotten 45s.
In a world where records are small and holes are large, one man remembers when things called turntables moved at 45 revolutions per minute.
Iceland.
Get down with your bad self.
Are you ready? We go rock and roll.
We're coming to your town. We're helping party.
Let's start the party.
Now, we hope all of you dollars are enjoying this time travel adventure back to the 1960s, where we're sampling a little bit of every one of the Beatles' albums. We're going to jump forward to September 1969, and this is one of their great ones. It was the Beatles' 12th studio album released, and it was titled Abbey Road. Get ready, man, because we're going to lay a couple of smash hits off of that album on you right now. This first one was written by George Harrison, and is just one of the most beautiful, well-crafted love songs out of the 1960s. All right, Iceman, cue it up and lay it on us, baby. Something by George Harrison. Another great composition written by George Harrison off the Abbey Road album in September 1969.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Today's spotlight is on a great session musician. His name is Billy Preston. The very cool thing about Billy is that he played on the Beatles' 1969 hit of Get Back and also performed with him on top of the Apple Record Building for the Beatles' final concert. I know you remember that one. Now listen to Billy as he recalls how his ad-lib organ solo actually came to be on Get Back.
Well, that happened because I was on tour with Ray Charles in London, and George happened to come to the concert, and we hadn't seen each other for quite a while, and he was wondering, was that the same Billy Preston? And he came backstage and invited me, down to the office to see the guys. And when I went down, they were filming and recording, and so they said, "Well, come on in, sit in with us," So they asked me to stay over and help them finish the album. It wasn't intentional. Nobody booked it, and, you know, I didn't ask. I was just in the groove, you know. Just, you know, enjoying being there with them and playing with them. That was very exciting. Yeah, exciting to be there.
And up now, Garage Rock Heads, we're going to jump forward to May of 1970. That's when the Beatles released their 13th and final album. It was titled Let It Be. Overall, the group sold over 1.6 billion singles in the U.S., over 177 million albums worldwide, and over 600 million albums worldwide. In addition to 21 number one hits. Wow, what singers, what songwriters, and what a group. The Beatles. Kids, a very special treat for you. This track was recorded first as a rough demo in a living room apartment in New York City. The entertainer's name was John Lennon. Years later, Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, presented the tape to McCartney. At that time, the audio technology did not exist to separate Lennon's voice from the rough piano demo. Now let's jump forward to 2022. A great audio engineer and director by the name of Peter Jackson. He developed a piece of software that he thought would be able to separate Lennon's voice from that rough piano demo. When completed, he then sent it to Paul McCartney. When McCartney and Ringo Starr went back into the studio and they put the song together. This is the last recording of the Beatles with all their original voices. The track was officially released on November the 1st, 2023. Now check it out, one of the greatest rock bands in the history of rock and roll, the Beatles. Originally recorded on a cassette tape in his apartment in New York City. Now we hope all you Garage Rock heads out there have enjoyed this trip down memory lane with some of the great Beatles songs. Now you dollars, remember to come on in here next week. We'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and we'll have a brand new show for you. Until then, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Keep shaking your boogaloo, baby. Do the twist. If you got time, do the jerk. Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!